The Les Kiss era at the Reds is officially deemed a failure as the team struggles to find its footing ahead of the home World Cup. This situation highlights the ongoing challenges facing the Wallabies as they prepare for a critical period. Kiss took over from Brad Thorne, aiming to elevate the Reds deeper into the Super Rugby Finals. However, he only matched Thorne's quarterfinal achievement, failing to secure a top-four finish. The Reds' disappointing loss to the Chiefs exemplifies their struggles, lacking the cutting edge needed in crucial moments. A notable low point was their inability to defeat the Force, who capitalized on opportunities against a supposedly superior team. With a win-loss record of just 55%, inconsistency plagued the Kiss-led Reds, particularly in their tight five unit. The decision to release lineout specialist Ryan Smith proved detrimental. Although new additions like Lucan Salakaya-Loto and Josh Canham showed promise, their impact came too late and at a financial cost. Kiss now steps into the Wallabies coaching role with no deep Super Rugby experience, an unprecedented situation for Australian rugby coaches. As the team faces a less than desirable position 15 months from the World Cup, Schmidt's conservative selection approach will likely dominate as the Wallabies seek stability amidst turmoil.